Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. Welcome to day 670. Trump will not take action against Saudi Arabia or Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the death of Jamal Khashoggi. Trump issued an exclamation point-laden statement that defended the kingdom and effectively closed the door on the issue. Trump questioned the CIA's assessment that Mohammed bin Salman ordered Khashoggi's assassination, saying, quote, "It could very well be that the Crown Prince had knowledge of this tragic event. Maybe he did, and maybe he didn't," end quote. Regardless, Trump said, the U.S. intends to remain a steadfast partner of Saudi Arabia, despite calling the crime against Khashoggi terrible and, quote, "one that our country does not condone," end quote. The official White House statement was subtitled, "America First," with an exclamation point. Side note here, you really just have to read the whole statement. It's short, and it sounds as if it was written by a fourth grader. It interrupts itself constantly, it rambles, and there are 8 exclamation points in it. Anyway, moving on. Ivanka Trump repeatedly used a private email account to conduct government business in 2017. A White House review found Ivanka's personal email use included exchanges with cabinet secretaries and forwards of her schedule to her assistant, with hundreds of messages being in violation of federal records rules. Ivanka claimed she didn't know the rules about using a personal email account for government business. Meanwhile, a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from refusing asylum to immigrants who crossed the U.S. border illegally. U.S. District Court Judge John Tiger rejected Trump's November 9th proclamation that said anyone who failed to cross into the United States at a designated port of entry would not be granted asylum. Quote, "Whatever the scope of the president's authority," Judge Tiger wrote, "he may not rewrite the immigration laws to impose a condition that Congress has expressly forbidden," end quote. The ruling will remain in effect for 1 month, barring any additional appeals. And finally, Trump submitted his written answers to Robert Mueller's questions regarding the Russia-related topics of the inquiry, that according to Trump's attorney Jay Sekulow. Mueller has not ruled out trying to compel Trump to sit down for an interview, even after reviewing the written answers. And in the polls, CBS News says 70% of Americans think Trump should allow the Russia investigation to continue. 52% think Congress should pass legislation to protect Mueller from being fired, while 67% of Republicans disagree, and 51% of Americans think the Russia investigation is politically motivated. And now to the notables. 1. Trump wanted to order the Justice Department in April to prosecute Hillary Clinton and James Comey. 2. The acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker received more than $1.2 million as the leader of a charity that reported having no other employees. 3. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer requested that the Justice Department Inspector General investigate communications between Whitaker and the White House beginning in 2017. At the time, Whitaker had just been appointed Chief of Staff to then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And 4. The FBI now classifies the far-right organization known as the Proud Boys as an, quote, "extremist group with ties to white nationalism," end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.